Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 160 all the stanzas. O God, give ear unto my cry, and to my voice attend. Though far from home and from thy house, to thee my prayers ascend. 1-4 of Psalter 160.
Thank you. The portion to be read out of God's holy word can be found in the first book, the book of Genesis, chapter 28. But before that, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Genesis 28, the first 15 verses. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that, as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou dost in thy good providence gather us for a second time in this thy holy day, around about thy everlasting word and testimony, a precious book, that must become precious to each and every one of us, between the cradle and the grave, by nature looking for everything that is to be found in this world, and it cannot fill our hearts, for we were created to serve thee, to love thee, and with all our heart and with all our soul. But we have fallen so deeply away from Thee. O Lord, open now our eyes for it, that we may see each and every one. For we are accountable unto Thee, and we will have to stand soon at Thy judgment seat. For life that is as an handbreadth, it quickly comes and it disappears. And we are looking back upon it, and then we are looking forward to a great and never-ending eternity. O Lord, bind these matters upon our hearts, because we all have to stand at Thy judgment seat, but we do not believe it by nature. And we go on in this world, calling our lands after our own names, as if that we shall live forever. Oh, that Thou wouldst grant us a new birth, that Thou may give to us new hearts, a new life, a new thoughts, a new motives, new desires, a new disposition. Oh, that there may be in our hearts a crying after the true and the living God, that before that we come to die, that we may be prepared to stand before Thee, that we may seek that peace which Thou dost proffer in Thy holy word, for the sending forth of Thy Son long ago was just for that purpose, and it may go forth in the midst of the churches and in the mission fields in this day, so that it is laid before us what we have, how that we were created, what we have done in paradise, how deeply that we have fallen, but that Thou callest unto us, turn ye from your evil ways, for why would ye die, saith the Lord? Oh, then it is a free and sovereign grace. It is to be had without money and without price. Oh, that Thou may look upon the afflicted and the poor ones. Lord, Thou knowest the week that we have entered. And when we hope to, in this hour, bring a word of preparation for the sake of the congregation, to aid in the way of self-examination, for Thy holy supper that is to be administered in the week to come, when Thou wilt spare us and when Thou wilt give it. But Thou hast said, do this in remembrance of Me, and that man must examine himself, and so eat of that bread and drink of that cup. O Lord, we have no eyes to see. Oh, that Thou may Thyself examine us and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Oh, that Thou may uncover all hypocrisy and deceit that lives within our hearts, when we have taken unto ourselves what does not belong unto us. Oh, that Thou may uncover us, that Thou may show to us what the truth is, that we may be honest with our own souls before Thee, while it is still a day of grace, because Thou art able to convert a Pharisee, even as we can read it of Paul of old. Thou hast brought him from his Pharisaical religion, wherein that he did fight against Thee. Oh, then he was built up within himself. Then he was a righteous man, but Thou didst make him into a wicked man. Oh, Thou didst show unto him that he could not stand with all his religion before the holy and the righteous God. Oh, then he came in the ground. Then he came so low before Thee. Oh, we beseech Thee, Lord, when we have come and gone from the place of the holy all our life long, and when we have now assumed unto ourselves that which Thou hast not given unto us, oh, could Thou yet then begin with us? Could thou yet open our eyes that we may see and that we may believe thy holy word? Then there is yet hope even for a hypocrite, even for a Pharisee. O Lord, wilt thou give that when we do have no cares for these matters, when our heart that is completely taken up with all that is in this world, when we have nothing but idols within, and when it is that there is no desire after the true and the living God, oh, could it be that in this hour thou mayst stop us in our mad career, that thou may open our eyes and grant us a heart, a new heart, and that the love of thee may be planted in our heart, and that that holy jealousy of the blessed portion of thy people may be born within us, whether we are young or whether that we are old, that thou may look upon all those of thy dear children. Thou knowest each and every one. There are those who have for a long time already and made that confession before thee and the congregation. Thou knowest those that have even become hard, for our heart that is and remains a carnal heart. Oh, that thou may work it again, O Lord, that thou would come back again. For we cannot begin it, and we cannot renew it, and we cannot uphold it. Everything is from thee. Thou art the Alpha, and thou art the Omega. But when it is that thou hast indeed given light in our soul, but we cannot come to the confession thereof, that thou thyself may bring out in thy own time that which is thy own work. Could thou help us in this hour to be able to speak in a fitting way? For they are things which must come from thee. And for thy children who are afflicted and poor in themselves, then they are such high things. But thou art able to give them understanding. Thou art able to give them light. Wilt thou feed them from with food, with blessed manna from above? And wilt thou give us ability to discern, to take forth the precious from the vile, and that thou that they may hear from the housetops what takes place indeed in the inner chamber, that there may be a little recognition of thy own doings, and that thy children may be brought forward on thy holy day to make that confession that thou dost demand of them, and not only before thee, but also before the flock. Oh, that thou may look upon our youth and upon our children, and then for them that holy supper, it is not an ordinance that they may partake in, but, oh, thou art able to give the substance of it, even in the days of their youth. Oh, thou art able to give them the enjoyment of it. Thou art able to give them a little taste of it. And then their hearts, they will be spoiled. And then this world, that shall mean nothing unto them anymore. O Lord, we beseech thee that they may, by thy Spirit, remember their Creator in the days of their youth, that thou may draw them, and then they will run after thee. Look upon those that are become old. They have come time and again to thy house, and some they are not able to come anymore. Lord, that thou may remember them in their places. And wilt thou break the hard and stony hearts? For the older, the colder, we do say in our land. But Lord, that is there is nothing that thou art not able to do. Oh, that thou may do it for them. When also there is a desire, and when there is in this day a despairing of thy work, that they do say it can never be anymore. Lord, that thou may grant that it may become different in this hour. Oh, that thy Spirit may come, and that it may do for a man what we cannot do. Lord, we are fallen creatures, and we are helpless creatures, and we are evil creatures, and we are sinful creatures, and we are so powerless. But thou art almighty, and thou art good, and thou art righteous. Oh, do it for thy name's sake. Take away everything that does hinder, and help us all together in the speaking and in the listening. And be thou in the midst of us, O Lord, as one that doth serve. Oh, that we may eat and drink a little out of thy holy word, and that thou wouldst glorify thy most worthy and thy most holy name. Oh, deal not with us as our many sins deserve, our many shortcomings, our many wanderings, all of our unfaithfulness. Wilt thou look upon thy dear and thy only begotten Son, and do see us in that shed blood that he has given even to the end of his life on that cross in Calvary. O Lord, that thou may do it then for thy name's sake. Glorify thyself, convert us, forgive us, teach us, lead us into all thy truth, and visit us with thy salvation for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 389, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, hear me in distress. Regard my suppliant cry, and in thy faithfulness and righteousness reply. And what follows in 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 389, and the last collection today is for our Bethesda care home. Beloved congregation, what is the purpose of the Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper, that is a reassuring ordinance, that is, because the church does not always retain assurance. This is known by the Lord Himself, and therefore He has ordained that Holy Supper, and that it would be administered not just once within the Church of God, but that it would be also a recurring ordinance. Reoccurring time and again. Why? Because it is a church that does not only often lack assurance, but when that assurance may be given, then it is an assurance that often that is being lost. Thus, it is not only an assuring and a reassuring ordinance, but it is also a reoccurring ordinance. It is also what we may call a redirecting ordinance, because the eye of faith of God's church that is by times directed unto the right place. But so often that eye of faith that is straying away, and thus the Lord, He is commanding His church that they may do this in remembrance of Me, in order that their eye that may be directed again unto Himself. That is all a testimony of the great care of the Lord for His church. But it is also a testimony of the fact that the church of God is not able to take care of themselves. Thus the Lord, He must give it. And the Lord, He must also maintain it. Ask that people, they are dependent upon Him in everything. How good the Lord is, and that He takes such good care of His own church. And that is despite all their remaining infirmities, all of their remaining sin and iniquity. We read that the Lord says concerning His people, He says, that I change not. He says, and therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Why? Because I change not. You change. Oh, there is at one time a burning heart, and there is at many other times no burning heart. There is at one time desires after the Lord, and there are yet many other times desires after this world. Or if the church, they had to appear before the Lord, even with a new heart, all by themselves, then you understand that that church would be consumed. But the Lord, He says, I do not change. And that is now what the Lord is saying unto His church in that Holy Supper. How does the church receive those blessings? Our young people can tell us that. They receive it by the hand of faith. Thus, without faith, then it is impossible to receive a spiritual blessing, which means that without faith, then there is nothing received in that Holy Supper but a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine. Nay, there is something else that is received. There is guilt received. Because the Lord, He says, that those who eat and drink it unworthily, They eat and drink judgment to themselves, damnation to themselves. What does that mean? That means that the Lord, He says, you make yourself liable to be called into judgment and to have to give an answer to me to say, what have you now done? That is what happened in that parable when the Lord Jesus spoke of it. And when He spoke of that king who gave a wedding feast and one came in without a wedding garment. And then he had to come and he had to give an answer and he had to say, what are you doing here in such a way? And then on the other hand, Peter, we can read, he cursed and he swore that he did not know who that the Lord Jesus was. And so he brought himself into the place where he had to weep and weep and weep. Thus it is a serious matter what we do when we come to that supper and when we do not come unto that supper. And therefore, we are called to examine ourselves. And therefore, we also begin that examination in this day under the Word of God with the help of the Lord out of Genesis 28, verses 10 through 13a. Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 13a. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it. So far the words of our text. The Lord appears to Jacob at Bethel first, a desolate condition, and second, a personal revelation. The Lord appears to Jacob at Bethel, first, a desolate condition, second, a personal revelation. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. I think we do not need to spend so much time on the history, because that is well known to all of us, also unto our children. Jacob is fleeing. Jacob is fleeing from his own brother, from Esau. Esau is angry. Esau wants to kill him. Are you ever angry with your brother? Are you ever angry with your sister? You say, maybe they have provoked me. What does the Lord say in His Word? He says, be angry and sin not. And let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Not all anger is wrong. Oh, there is a righteous anger. The Lord is angry with sin. But it is not easy for us to be angry in a righteous way, because there is so much evil in us, and that is coming forth very often in our anger. And therefore the apostle says, he says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And when that anger may be used in a right way in this world, against sin and against evil, and then the Lord says, by the time that the sun goes down, and then also that anger, when it has accomplished its righteous purpose, that also that needs to go away. That has to be especially in the life of God's own children, when there is something that is living in your heart against one another, then how is it possible that you are sitting at that table of the Lord with one with whom that you are angry? Then it is necessary that all those things, they are taken away before that we come unto that holy supper. Esau is so angry that he would like to kill Jacob, just like Cain. Thus, Jacob has no choice. Jacob has to run away. Jacob, he has to flee. But Jacob is also not innocent, not in this matter. It is true, the tender fear of God that does live in the heart of Jacob. He is a dear child of the Lord, but Jacob has not done right. Jacob has not treated his brother in a way that he ought to have treated him. Jacob was not honest with his brother Esau. Oh, Jacob, he thought that if he did not help the Lord to receive the blessing of the Lord, then the Lord could not give it to him. Oh, Jacob, he could not see over the circumstances of his life with his brother Esau. And so he thought that he had to do this in a deceitful way. And now he has to smart for it, along with his own dear God-fearing mother, who is never going to see her dear son again while that they are in this life. What awful consequences does sin bring in our life? Sin and iniquity, that is what Jacob had to learn. And that is what the entire church has to learn. It is not easy to learn the sinfulness of sin. It is not easy to learn the evil of sin. It is not easy for us to view sin the way that God views sin in His holiness. Thus, that is something that needs to be taught unto us. It needs to be instructed to us from the Lord Himself. By nature, children, and when we are young especially, and when we have not yet seen too much in this world and experienced too much in this world, then we think so lightly of sin. Then we put our hand to sin because of a luring of Satan himself, and before that we realize it, oh, then we have gone his way, and then we have taken of that forbidden thing. The admonitions of father and mother, they are there for your protection. The admonitions out of the holy word of God, that you may take heed to what the Lord says in his holy word, that you may honor your father and your mother, and that you may have a desire in the days of your youth to love and to seek and to serve the Lord. Jacob should have detested that lie. Say he did detest it. That is right. He said, mother. He said, I cannot do this thing. Then he is going to curse me when he finds out, instead of bless me. Oh, that is true, Jacob. Oh, then he has warned his mother. But his mother, she has overcome in her great desire also that Jacob should receive that blessing. And when she also thought that it had to go a way in which man's hand only could lead it. Oh, Jacob ought to have said, mother, no, I will not do this thing. Oh, then that fear of the Lord, and that should have come before that fear of man, even of his own dear God-fearing mother. Oh, that he had said unto her mother, no, then I will not do it, and I will not deceive my old blind father. But he did not. And Rebekah's plan, that succeeded. But there are consequences. Those are outward, and there are also inward consequences, as there always are. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Consequences. No, Jacob, he cannot stay home anymore. Esau wants to kill him. Jacob, he cannot stand still. Jacob, he has to hurry, because it is actually death. Death that is lying behind him. Did you ever have that in your life? That death did pursue you. That death lay behind you. And that because of sin, because when the Lord begins in our life, then the Lord shows us our life. And the Lord shows us the shortness of our life. The Lord, he shows us the sin of our life. The Lord shows us the judgment that is to come. Thus, it is not a strange thing in the life of God's true people. When death is lying behind them, that is what Bunyan tries to portray in his allegory. It is a city of destruction. And then he must get out of that city. Then he has to flee for his life, even as it was said unto Lot, because that city was going to be destroyed. Oh, then was death. Was death ever behind you, that you had to flee and that you could not stay, as it was in the life of Jacob? Oh, Jacob's ears, they are still ringing with that beautiful blessing that he has received just so recently from his own dear father. Oh, that is the experience of that true church. Is that also your own experience? Because there is a time we read in God's word, the Lord himself speaks of it. Time in the life of his own children. He says it is a time of first love. It is a time when he plants that love in the heart of his children. Think about Jacob in the days of his youth, because we read of him that he was a man of the tent. Oh, then he was a man who was with his mother in the tent. And that was a man who in the days of his youth, that was already looking for those things that were spiritual. When his brother, he was interested in those things of this world. Jacob's thoughts, they are on other things. Oh, then the heart is on other things. And when Esau comes home and he is talking about food and drink, oh, then Jacob, his heart that is looking for a different food, it is looking for a different drink. Oh, can you say that also, congregation? Was there ever a time in your life, or even if you have to say, even as the Lord condemns in his own children, that thou hast left thy first love? But can we say that there was even ever in our life such a first love? Oh, Jacob, he can speak about such a time. Oh, did you ever have the desires of a Jacob? Oh, sometimes just even in a general way, then the promises that are in the Word of God, then they are drawing the heart of that people. But what becomes of all this for Jacob now? We read, he went out from Beersheba and he went toward Haran. What was that now all for Jacob? Everything that did lie in the past, in his youth, in his life. Because now he has to flee. Now we must say that everything seems for Jacob like it is just turned completely upside down. Oh, certainly he did not think that it was going to go in such a way. Certainly he did not think beforehand that he would end in such circumstances as he is brought now. Oh, Jacob. Oh, we can be sure that Jacob, he cannot put all of this together. The blessing that he has received and the circumstances that he is now in. Oh, how sin that has ruined everything. And there are fears for his life, because the sword that lays behind him. But there are also fears for that blessing, the blessing that he has so desired for so many years, that blessing that he thought that he had now received, that was spoken unto him from his own dear father. Oh, then there are fears, and there are legitimate fears. Because what does Jacob have to say? And what kind of voices must have been in that heart of Jacob at this time? Oh, then you shall never even come there with your life. But you shall certainly not receive the blessing, because you have not received it in a right way. You have taken this of yourself. This is something that you have stolen. And so those fears, they had to be living in that soul of Jacob. Do those fears, they live also in your heart? My soul is full of troubles. I am like them that do go down even unto the pit. Fears. You say, did not Jacob love the Lord? Oh, Jacob loved the Lord. Indeed, he loved the Lord. What was the confession of Jacob? That was like the confession of Peter. He would have to say, O Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. But sin. Oh, do you think that the Lord can make a sinner out of a Pharisee? We do not say Jacob was a Pharisee. No, but so often that can be, even in the life of God's own true people, especially when the Lord will convert them in the days of their youth, even as a little child, and with those desires that are given from above, to do all things to the good pleasure of the Lord, and God's children, oh, they can become a Pharisee. But the Lord will not let them remain a Pharisee. No, do you think the Lord cannot show that people how great their sins and miseries are? Oh, the Lord can show it to them that they see themselves even as a Saul of Tarsus, even as a Paul when he had to say in truth about himself that he was now the chief. Oh, did the Lord ever make you from a Pharisee into the chief of sinners? And now Jacob, he was a man that loved the Lord. But Jacob, he is now in a condition where he has to feel and he has to smart for his own sin and for his own iniquity. And if the Lord would never give it to him in his life, then it would be so right, because Jacob, he has to say, Oh, Lord, I do not deserve it. Oh, certainly Jacob loved the Lord. But we, congregation, we turn everything upside down and we spoil everything that the Lord gives to us. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. because the sun was set, not because he wanted to stop, but because the sun was set. That means that Jacob cannot go anymore. That means that Jacob has to stop because he cannot see his way anymore to continue. There are no conveniences here. There is no soft bed. There is no soft pillow. No, he has to lay upon the ground, and he sets up the stones, the rocks, we read, for his pillows. We say a desolate condition. You say awful. That he had to sleep there like that in the night. Yes, awful enough. Or outwardly desolate. That may be. That may be congregation in our life. But let us remember that the desolation of that outward condition, and that is not in the first place. That is now not the main thing. Or it can be that a person that he is laying on a bed that is so very soft and a beautiful down pillow. And it can be that his heart that is as desolate as the heart of Jacob is in this place. Do we know that place of Jacob? Oh, Jacob, he is all alone. There is no one that can help him. No friends, no family, and all that he has desired all his life long, that is all now on the line because of his own guilt. And then the enemy that is behind him, death that is lurking, or it can be young people, it can be you are surrounded with friends, that you are surrounded with family, and that you can feel so desolate, that you can feel so alone. Oh, do you know something of that place of Jacob? What is happening in that place? Oh, in that place, the Lord, he is watching from above. We see that in our second thought, a personal revelation. Jacob, he lays down to sleep. Certainly he is very tired. 50 miles he has walked, and he was not like his brother. No, he was not a man of the field, but he was a man that did dwell in the tents. And he has gone a long ways this day. And so he lays down, and he is soon sleeping. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, there in that place where he thought there was no one, where he was forsaken of all men, and where he thought that he was forsaken of God too. There the Lord appears. Just in that moment, just in that time, he dreams a dream that is not children, that we should expect that the Lord this day would give us to dream that we may receive the word of God. That belonged at that time when that word of God was not written. This is just in the book of Genesis. So there would be many years before that word would be written, and the Lord, he appeared in those times in dreams and in visions, but the Lord, he does not appear anymore that way. Do you know how the Lord appears? The Lord appears to us in his word. Do you believe that? You say, I wish that the Lord would speak to me, that the Lord would appear to me as he has appeared unto Jacob, that the Lord, he would speak to my soul. What must you do then, if that is what you wish, if that is what you desire? Oh, then you must take up that word. That is what the Lord is speaking through. The Lord is coming with his spirit to give his blessing upon that word. And thus, if your desire is for the Lord to speak, oh, take it up. Take it up when you get up in the morning. Take it up when you go to bed at night. Take it up when your heart that is rejoicing. Take it up when your heart that is desolate. Jacob, he loved the Lord. He loved the Lord from his youth. But you know, we do not read anywhere until this moment that the Lord actually appeared to Jacob. Oh, the Lord, there was so much from heaven in the life of Jacob when he was young that the Lord had given him to know and to feel. But we never read that the Lord spoke. We never read that the Lord came. Is that so in your life too? Then you are not a stranger of new desires. Then you are not a stranger of the love of God poured out in your soul. But you see that the Lord, he has never spoken unto me. The Lord, he has never appeared unto me. Oh, then we would say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, because the Lord, he knows from heaven. And the Lord, he must bring us into that place that he brought Jacob. It is a place of desolation from the side of a man, and then the Lord from heaven. So unexpectedly, then he is coming in the life of Jacob. You can be sure that Jacob, he will not forget this day. He will not forget this night when the Lord came and appeared unto him in such a personal way. Oh, then when you would ask Jacob, then Jacob, he can tell you where he was. He can tell you what the condition of his life was, what the condition of his heart was. Oh, then you will get an answer from Jacob. And then Jacob, he can tell you what he saw. Jacob, he can tell you what he heard. Jacob, he can tell you what he felt. Let us sing 387, 230, 2, 3, and 5. When gloom and sorrow compass me, the path I take is known to thee, and all the toils that foes do lay to snare thy servant in his way. 2, 3, and 5 of Psalter 387. Thank you. he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it. Jacob, he saw the Lord. But he saw more. That Lord that he saw, that was a Lord that he has loved. But now Jacob, he has seen more than the Lord. Because we also read that he saw a ladder. That was a ladder, we read, between the earth and the heaven. A ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. What does that ladder represent? When Jacob sees that ladder, then he sees something that goes between himself and the Lord. He sees a way between himself and God. Is that not a wonder? That was not a wonder in paradise, because there was no sin. But after now the fall, that the Lord should have anything to do with a sinful creature, that becomes a wonder. And that's why it is so necessary that the Lord, he is bringing his people into this place of desolation, as he has brought his servant Jacob. Because the Lord, he is going to show his people the greatest wonder. And it shall be a wonder unto them. O Jacob, he has felt something of that wonder as he was laying there in his guilt, as he was laying there in all of his misery. Oh, that ladder that is a picture of Christ himself, whereby the Lord, he is able to make a way between himself and his church. Jacob, when he sees the Lord, when he is laying in his guilt and in his misery, then he does not see the Lord as one who is angry. That is now a great wonder. No, Jacob sees the Lord here as one. He sees him in his mercy. He sees him in his grace. It is true. The Lord, he does not appear in visions anymore. The Lord, he does not appear in dreams anymore. And yet, what God's children may experience and what they may feel in the revelations of the Lord, in the opening of that word of the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, they are no different than what was experienced by Jacob here at Bethel. Because when the Lord is showing, when he is revealing the smallest part of his only begotten Son, then he is revealing him as the mediator between God and their soul. No, he does not see him in his anger then. No, he sees him then in his compassion. He sees him then in his mercy. And then it becomes a wonder to your soul that in such a condition as you have brought yourself, that the Lord, he can still think upon you and that he can still look upon you in the way of mercy and in the way of grace. Oh, you understand how humbling such a sight of that blessed mediator is. That it is bringing a man so low in the dust before the Lord. And there are many in the church of God that do not want to dare to profess that they know what Jacob has received at Bethel. You say that is so much too high for me. By that revelation of that mediator. And yet we may ask you this day, whether that your soul in such a desolate condition from the side of the Lord has now received any opening in the mercy and in the grace of God, when you could only say that you have ruined everything, and that from your side that it was nothing but upside down, when there is no man that is able to help you, when there was neither family nor friend, or when you had expected that in this way it cannot go, or when you had thought that everything that you thought was from the Lord, that you say, this all must be that I have taken it on my own and that I have stolen it. Oh, and then in such a surprising way that the Lord, He has opened unto your soul just that one little word, but that one great matter, it is the matter of grace. It is the matter of mercy that is given so freely to the chiefest of the sinners. Oh, then we perceive something. Then we see something. We do not say that you know it all in the extent of it, but there is a taste of it in that moment. Then there is a taste of it that soul that he is seeing something of a way to return unto the Lord, a way that the Lord, He is able to be gracious, the way that the Lord is able to be merciful, that it is not so that I necessarily have to perish. Oh, they are sips, they are tastes, and they are fruits of what? Oh, they are fruits of faith. They are fruits of faith in that mediator. And those fruits, those are what are known and felt in your soul. Oh, then you are not a stranger of a moment of joy. Then you are not a stranger of a moment of hope. Hope that which your soul desired after, that is still able to be attained, no, not from anything that I can do or have done, but I turn everything upside down, but the Lord has made a way. The Lord has made a way, a ladder, even from the earth unto the heaven, that sin-cursed earth, wherein that I do dwell, oh, sips and tastes to be experienced by that life of faith. Upon that ladder, Jacob, he beheld, we read, angels of God ascending and descending. What does Paul say about the angels? He says they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are the heirs of salvation. The angels of God. Now, children, you cannot answer me now, but you can answer in your heart. You tell me something. When Jacob saw those angels, what do you think he felt? What do you think he felt when he was laying there in that dark night? Oh, then Jacob felt something, you say, of protection, didn't he? When he saw those angels going up and down that ladder. Is that right? Say, naturally. Oh, the Lord, he showed himself. Jacob felt that he was not alone. Jacob saw those angels, then he felt that around him there was a protection. Oh, then there was a certain safety that Jacob experienced in this night. Do you understand what the Lord, He is giving His church to feel in the revelations of that mediator? Thus, when the Lord is opening this unto their soul, then in the fears that are living in their heart, the fears for their life, the fears that they will never receive that blessing because of their own guilt, because of their own sin. And then the Lord, when He is opening this way, the way of free and sovereign grace, when it is coming everything from His own side, then He is giving them to taste also something. Oh, then there is a taste of safety, a taste of protection. Then it is in that moment as if the devil, he can come nowhere near unto that people. All the enemies of that people, they are in that moment put away. And what Jacob did feel and experience at Bethel, that is the same that is experienced through the Word, by the Spirit of the Lord, in the opening of that Word. Oh, Esau, he pursues Jacob. But Esau, he cannot touch Jacob. And here is now the perception. Do you know also of such a perception? Something is known. Something is felt in the life of that people. In Christ, as the mediator of the church, God, He is coming on the side of that people. That is what Jacob saw. Or it is as a new view of God that people see. Oh, the love of God that lived in their heart. But because of sin, then they learn that God is just. And now it is the justice of God that is coming more into the foreground, that is making it so impossible for the people. But when the Lord is opening His only begotten Son, then the Lord is showing unto them something of His friendly countenance in Christ Jesus. And that is now experienced in that soul, just the same as Jacob. He has experienced it in this night. It is light. It is light that is given in the darkness. When a man is finished with his stealing, and when a man is finished with his deceit, and when a man is finished with all of his own work, when he has brought everything into nothing but a ruin, and then the Lord, He is coming in the perplexities of that people. He is coming in the distresses of that people. In all of their disappointments, the Lord is coming. And then they experience something of relief, something of support. And then they experience a hope in their soul. Historical faith that experiences none of this. Historical faith that can sit, we read Reverend Kirsten, he says it can sit unmoved under the preaching of heaven and hell. Thus it is intellectual. But there is nothing There is nothing of sorrow in it. There is nothing of desire in it. There is nothing of hope in it. There is not fear in it. There is no joy in it. It is dead. Temporary faith, oh, that is more difficult. Because in temporary faith, then there can be a certain sorrow. There also can be a certain joy. There can also be a certain hope. And yet it is all not true. It is not from a true saving faith. Thus, it is indeed more difficult to discern a temporary faith from a true saving faith. What does the Lord say of that temporary faith? He says that it has no root. It has no root. It is like that seed had only a small amount of soil. And so there was no depth of earth. Therefore it came up quickly. It came up quickly. Thus that is a bad sign. If it came up quickly, it is not a wrong sign. It is not completely wrong. The Lord, He is free. But most of the time, it does not come up quickly. And that which comes up quickly, many times that is also quickly dying. Or when we have to pay something for our religion, when it will cost us as some trial, some affliction, some tribulation, oh, then it is withering away. That is why our fathers say, let it winter over once. Let us not be too hasty. Then we do not run immediately. And when we think that the Lord has begun in our life, no, then we do not begin at the table of the Lord, young people. That is not the place to begin. Oh, let that winter over once. Let us see whether that is true or whether that is not true. And yet there must be in every confessing member an examination concerning what? Oh, concerning whether we know just the smallest part of what the Lord has shown unto Jacob. Oh, do we know in our desolation, in that guilty and sinful and miserable condition that the Lord, He has brought Jacob into, do we know something, the smallest part of grace that is revealed to our sin-sick soul? Philpott says there are two things we need to speak with, two words, sin and grace. They are the things that we need to know. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy that cometh in the morning. These are those that receive the ability to do this in remembrance of me. And when they receive the ability to do this in remembrance of me, then they also receive the responsibility to do this in remembrance of me. Presumers and hypocrites, they will be called into judgment. What have you done? But deniers, oh, they shall go out and they shall weep bitterly. Oh, congregation, may it be a little help for you in your responsibility in this week to come, that we may examine our hearts and that we may beseech the Lord. Oh, Lord, examine me. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me. And know my thoughts, oh, that blessed honesty. and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou open it to each and every one of us? It is not to the likings of our sinful flesh, because we must decrease, but thou must increase. O Lord, convert us unto thee. Help thy people, those who are truly thine, whoever that they may be, the older, the younger ones, in that grace. And wilt thou bring them thyself unto thy table, those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, those who are not ignorant of thee completely. O that thou may keep us, watch over us, keep from sin and evil in the week to come, keep from danger and from harm, care for those that must travel, watch over them, be with those that mourn. Oh, be on their right and on their left hand, in thy mercy, the young people, oh, that thou may look on them, and wilt thou supply for those that are sick. Oh, Lord, death, that does climb into the windows, a help in mercy, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 384, 1 through 5. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, and thy searching eye that see, where'er I rest, where'er I go, my ways are known to thee. 1 through 5 of 384. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Bless you.